There you go.
He's still digging. Didn't even look up.
Wait, is this from yesterday? Hold on. Hold on.
No.
I'm not.
You can't read those bubble letters either, can you?
You're a special soul. Alright, we're ready. You're good. Alright, we are joined in the media center with Steve Torrance, fellow Texan.
Wait a minute, Antron just texted me. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Seriously. He qualified on the pole with a 3.711 seconds at 325.53 miles per hour. Steve-o. Tell us about your day today.
Scary as hell to go that fast.
I was going to ask you.
You know, we went out this morning or for Q3 today and we didn't make it down. We were a little aggressive, and then it tried to spin the tire and put a hole out, so we shut the car off. Tonight we went 72.7, I believe, which was second quick for that session. That blue car of Schumacher's ran pretty good, so we weren't able to go to the top spot there, but we did run really well last night. We went 71.1. The next best car was 74, I believe. So proud of that run. Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, every one of those Capco boys have done a really great job at supporting me. I started this countdown off a little bit rocky. I drove like I'd never sat in one of these things before, and they really have your back. And I think that you said the same thing. When you got confidence in your team and your car, it makes you a better driver. And sometimes you just got to look inwardly to see that and reflect on that.
So Charlotte's been a really successful track for you. Do you plan to parlay that into your Sunday tomorrow?
I like
today,
the usage
parlay.
Of that word. We have had a lot of success here, and I'm looking forward to it. It's something that it's a double-edged sword, because you can say, okay, well, we've won here a lot, so now we got to try to keep that streak going. But ultimately, this is the countdown, and you want to win every round, every race you can. So it gives us confidence that we have a lot of data going into the race day. Tomorrow's going to be, you know, possibly have some precipitation. And we're going to try to not use that four-letter word that starts with an R. But we'll just be here and be ready and know that it's going to be some quick and fast times tomorrow. Everybody, it levels the field for the guys that are usually a little bit over center on their tune-up. And the track will take whatever you throw at it. So we got to be out here and be ready for war.
You say you like to look at the task that's in front of you. How do you plan to keep that focus tomorrow?
I have to kind of keep it simple, stupid, and just look at the next round and not look too far ahead and not get caught up in all the questions at the top end of, oh, you took the points lead by 2 points or 1 point, and it's moving back and forth. I said it last year. You just go out and do the best you can. The points count themselves. Somebody at Pomona will tell you whether you won or lost, and they do a really good job, and they're really fast at telling you when you win or lose. So we just ride the wave until we get there and hope and pray for the best outcome and do the best job that we can, and all the rest is going to handle itself.
Absolutely. Any questions from the media?
Bobby Bennett.
He's awfully quiet today.
She covered it all.
He called me 3 times a day for 3 days, and now he won't even talk to me.
Congratulations, Steve-O. I hope to meet you in the circle tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Steve, one other thing.
Oh, no.
No.
Questions are done.
Hey, why don't you tell the members of the media how your dad taught you how to drive a dragster? And then you turned around and taught him how to drive a top fuel car.
He didn't teach me. He just said, hey, get in that thing and drive it. I was like, okay. And I did the same thing to him in a top fuel car. I said, hey, this is not anything like what you've driven before. And don't let off the gas. You'll make me look bad. And don't run into anything or anybody. Honestly, being able to learn from my dad and learn how to race and grow up doing this with him, and then ultimately being able to teach him everything that I've learned on my own about driving a top fuel car and just the situations that you're in and how much different it is than anything else I've ever driven. This thing is it tries to do everything it can to go everywhere but to the end of the racetrack. I mean, you're really having to drive one of these things, and it's a different deal than like what Erica does. It's not a pro stock car where it takes finesse. I mean, maybe a little more finesse in the dragster than in a funny car, but she's kind of skating that thing down through there, and I'm just steering a little bit and holding on for dear life. But to see how well he's taken anything that I've told him, the success that he's had, and to go out and be as dominant as they've been when they come out. They make the top 10 with 10 races, and then I think he's won 3 races this season, which is the second most of any fuel car out there. So it just goes to show that he's a better student than I probably was, and he listens and does what he's told to do and just goes out and has success right off the bat, and we got him a really good race car over there.
Would you say that he taught you more about life's lessons than what he could have ever taught you about drag racing?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we talked about the other day, was just the work ethic. And, you know, you have two different kind of people. You have people that have the talent to be a champion but don't have the work ethic. And then you have people that have the work ethic and don't have the talent to be a champion. And then you get that one guy that has a little bit of talent and a whole lot of work ethic, and that's usually who is the champion. Like, that's who is the champion. It's the people that make up for their downfalls or where they lack, and just pure work and get out there and strive to be the best. And to me, that's what he's taught me my whole life, is you may not have the most or have the best, but you can definitely work harder than anybody else to get there. And that's what we've done here.
Was that what you were able to put in your lessons from the time you became a top alcohol dragster champion to a top fuel champion?
Looking back, yeah, I think so. But at the time, you get caught up in the moment, and you just enjoy the ride, and sometimes you lose your way along that ride and don't understand, well, I used to could do this, and I used to could do that, but you're not doing it, and you just have to, like I said, look inwardly and redirect your focus and just keep your nose to the grindstone and do the best you can, because everybody out here, there's 16 other cars every weekend or 15 other cars every weekend that want to kick your butt. You got to work harder than the next guy.
You're supposed to wrap it up, Eric.
You can't top that. He's awesome. thank
you guys.
I'm glad you got it to do this.